This year's Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine will be shared by scientists who discovered how living cells are genetically programmed to develop and to die. The prize goes to Sydney Brenner, Robert Horvitz, and John Sulston, who did their work independently in Britain and the United States. They made their discoveries by studying a tiny worm. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What else you know about the winners?
Well, Sydney Brenner is 75 years old. He was born in South Africa, but he did most of his research in Britain, and he ultimately got British citizenship. He's now at a private institute in Berkeley, California. And John Sulston is a very prominent person in Britain. He runs the big genome institute there called the Sanger Center, and he did his work also in Britain before taking on the human genome, which is his most recent accomplishment. And Robert Horvitz is at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he's 55 years old.
And what did they do to win the Nobel Prize?
This is an interesting bit of biology because it's right at the intersection of cells and genes. And the question is how the genes inside cells really control them, do the basics. How do they make cells form organs and tissues into organs and tissues and so on? And also what kills off cells that have outlived their usefulness? This is, as you can imagine, a kind of a tough question to answer because in a complicated animal like us with so many cells, it just gets horribly complicated to even think about it. But Sydney Brenner decided that he could study a nematode worm called C. elegans. It's just a millimeter long, and it's a wonderful organism to study. It's really better than a guinea pig in this area of biology because it only has 959 cells as an adult, so makes it a very simple organized system to study. And he thought this would be a good organism to study, and he started creating mutations in the genes of these organisms to see how that affected the cells inside. John Sulston, who was working at Cambridge, decided to broaden that technique and study all of the cells in this little worm, the nematode worm, and he figured out a whole pattern of cell birth in these things, and just as importantly, he figured out what makes these cells die, particularly in the worm's primitive nervous system. So all of a sudden, this mysterious life and death cycle of cells started to become much more evident. Robert Horvitz at MIT actually identified two genes that are responsible for this programmed cell death. So the actual genes, that the switches that when they're flipped on make these cells die, were his discovery. He also found a gene that actually blocks those genes from being switched on.
So we will now have healthy cells and no one will ever die, right?
Well, actually, immortality is overrated, I think, Bob, because actually you want cells to die if you want to be healthy yourself, because our bodies produce new cells all the time by the millions and by the billions. And if the older cells didn't die off, we would really be in very serious trouble. Also, when our brains develop, the network of nerve cells that are in the brains are partly caused by the growing of new cells, but also partly caused by the dying off of cells in between that you don't want anymore. So cell death is actually an extremely important part of life.
So they'll develop good medicines out of this?
Well, this is certainly a very fundamental discovery having to do with biomedicine, but exactly how it comes into play on specific diseases is really a little bit premature to say right now.
Thank you. NPR's Richard Harris.